Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Irvin Daf Yud. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a Mark Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur at the sixth wide line of Daf Yud. You'll notice that about halfway down the page, a little more possibly, on the side of the Gemara under our topic heading, we've noted Shitas Reb Yehuda Berochav Mavui. We saw in the Mishnah that a Mavui, according to the first opinion, cannot be more than 10 amos wide and have a lechi or kobra be effective for them for allowing carrying in them. The Mishnah, the Tanakhama, had said, and that's the beginning of our Gemara, Varochav Me'eser Yema'et. If it's wider than 10 amos, then you have to reduce the size of the opening. Rabbi Yehuda, though, says, you don't have to. Omar Abaye. Tono, we have a Tanaic source, Varochav Me'eser Yema'et, more than 10 amos wide. The Movui must be reduced. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzorach Lema'et. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to reduce the size. So the Gemara asks, V'ad Kamo, what is the extent that Rabbi Yehuda allows with regard to the width? In other words, up to how wide can it be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and still have a lechi or korah be effective for allowing carrying in such an alley? Sova Rav Achi Kamei Rav Yosef Lemeimar. Rav Achi had the following idea. He expressed it to Rav Yosef. Ad Shlosh Esrei Amo Shlish. Rav Yehuda would tell you that the maximum width is 13 1/3 amos. It sounds like an odd number. Where did he pull that number out of? And the Gemara will explain. Before we learn the Gemara, just note that he is about to tell us or share with us a Kal V'chomer type logic. It lasts a couple of lines, and we used a long marking and the abbreviation of Kal V'chomer on the side of the Gemara that's encircled indicates the length of this logic. However, after he presents his logic, the Gemara will reject it. And the Dalet that you see a few lines from now encircled is the beginning of a long Dichia. Dichia is a rejection. So the structure here is an attempt for Rav Achi to justify this 13 1/3 amos width for the Mavui, and then a rejection. Before we actually learn his Kal V'chomer, just a word of introduction. A special allowance was made for the Jews who were Ole Regel, came on a trip from wherever they were to Yerushalayim to draw water for their animals on their trips. And as a result of that, a special halacha developed, which is based on an oral tradition, on a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, called Pasei Biros. Pasei Biros, Pasim have to do with boards. Biros are pits. These are water pits. A pit, if it has a depth of 10 tfochim and a width of 4x4 tfochim, that pit would be classified as a Rishus HaYochid. If the area at the surface of the pit is a thoroughfare, that's a Rishus HaRabim, and it would be usur to draw water from a pit on Shabbos, drawing up water from the interior of the pit to the surface. That would be an Isser of Hoitzav, going from a private to a public domain. As a result of that problem, a solution exists called Pasi Barosim, we will be using an illustration found in the Pirush Chai, at the bottom of page 20, illustration 121. You can see there's a pit that's illustrated, and there are boards. Each one of these boards measures an amo across. Where you see the aleph on those boards, they are an amo, so we can say it's an amo by an amo. If you position four of those around a pit up to a certain distance, that forms a legal enclosure, so that the whole area within those four right angles constitutes a rishus hayochid. So drawing from the pit to the surface is okay because it's in the enclosure. So you're in a rishus hayochid the whole time. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that pase biros is measured in terms of a group of four and four, we'll say eight animals that are bound together in groups of four, two groups of four. Each animal, each ox, we'll say, is said to measure 1 2/3 amos. So if you measure eight animals that are bound together, like you can see in the picture, side by side, 8 times 1 1/3 gets you 13 1/3. So that's 8 times 1 is obviously 8, and 8 times 2/3 is 16/3. So 15 is 5, and balance remainder 1/3. So that's 8 and 5 is 13, and balance of 1/3. 13 1/3 amos is the number, or is the amount of space between each right angle. So that gives you the opening of what the Pase Biros establishes. So from Pase Biros, an opening of 13 1/3 is considered an opening as opposed to a breach. An opening of Pesach is something that's legitimate when you have an enclosure, a wall and a doorway in it. So as we've learned in previous shurim, a doorway does not interfere with the effectiveness of the enclosure. So too, we come up with this number from the accepted halach of Pase Biros, and transpose that to the topic of a Mavui. Now, the Gemara. Sovar, we're reading a couple words over again. Sovar of Achi Kamed Rav Yosef Lememar Ad Shlosh Esrei Amo Ushlish. Rav Achi figured that the opening of a Mavui can be up till not 10, but even more, according to a Yehuda of 13 1/3 Amos. And this is based on a Kalvachomer Mi Pase Biros, from the Pase Biros setup that we mentioned, looking at illustration 121. How does this logic work? In other words, we're one topic, we're transposing information from Pase Biros over to Mavui. So let's try to follow the logic. Uma Pase Biros Shi Tarto Bohen Porutz Merubo Al Ha'Oimed. Mind you, Pase Biros is an area where there is an element of laxity or leniency, where we allow porutz is a breach, meruba omed, that is more than that which is standing. In other words, when you look at the Pase Biros and you have to evaluate how much is standing versus how much is open, so the open is greater than the standing. That's porutz meruba omed, which is a leniency. So Pase Biros, where we have this leniency, lo hitarto bohen yoser mishlosh esrei amos shlish, and yet we don't allow more than 13 1/3 to be open. Mavui shelo hitarto bo porutz meruba ala omed, mavui which is a stricter area of law. We don't allow in a mavui to have a situation of open more than closed. Porutz meruba ala omed would ruin a wall of a mavui. So Mavui, which is even more restrictive than the Pase Biros, Einodin Shelo Tatir Bo Yoser Mishlosh Esrei Amo Shlish. So certainly there's no thought to allow an opening of more than 13 and a third. The Gemara now rejects this logic. Vehi hanosenes. This expression, vehi hanosenes, in English you might like loosely translate it or explain it as that begs the point. In other words, the logic that you use from Pasuk Girls actually arouses the opposite type thinking. That will become clearer as we go on. The Gemara will pursue two avenues of thought that are actually opposite in nature, but what they have in common is a rejection of the logic that Rav Achi just used. So the first path, Pasei Biros, Sheitarto Bohen Porutz Merubala Omeid, Pasei Biros, which has already a leniency. We compromised our standards, so to speak, to allow Porutz Merubala Omeid. Fine, so we'll say there we're lenient. Lo tatir bohen yosir mishlosh esrei amushlish. As a result of that leniency, we're not going to go overboard and allow more than 13 and a third. We have to limit you regarding the size. So in terms of one area, we are lenient. So to compensate for being lenient there, so we have a restriction of limiting in Pasuk Girls to 13 and a third. Mavui shalohi tarta bo porus merubo al holy made. However, the mavui where that leniency doesn't exist regarding the relative amount standing versus open, by the mavui we already are strict. We have a restriction there. So we haven't used up our leniency points, so to speak. So in the case of mavui where we don't have a leniency regarding porus merubo al made, so regarding the size or the amount, we can afford to allow you more than 13 and a third amos. So you can see that trying to learn from Pasuk Girls to Movui regarding the opening won't be effective. Or possibly another rejection of Rav Achi's logic, but in the other direction. Lidoch Gisem is the other side, other direction. Pasei Biros, da Akilas Buchad Kula. With regard to Pasei Biros, we have one Kula already, which is the Porotz Meruba is allowed. Akil Buhu Kula Achrina. I can allow another leniency. In other words, once I enter the realm or the topic of Pasei Biros, I see that it's an area of law where we have leniency. So I'm lenient there with regard to Paras Merubo, and I can allow you up to an opening of up to 13 and a third. However, hopefully, we don't have any evidence of leniency. We don't allow Paras Merubo, so klal lo, any more than 10, I'm not going to allow. So again, from this approach, we cannot learn from Pasuk Girls to Movui. Pasuk Girls being an area of, we'll say, total leniency, so we get you to a number of 13 and a third, but regarding Movui, which is not an area of leniency, I don't know that we would allow any more than 10. So, as far as what is Rabbi Yehuda's upper limit regarding the amount we allow for a Movui to be open, we don't see in this Gemara. As we continue in the Gemara, we glance over to the side of under our Nosei heading. Mavui Rochov Esrim Ma Tikuno. A Mavui whose opening is 20 Amos, which is twice the allowed opening. What should one do to enable it to be mutter to carry in on Shabbos? In other words, if it's 20 Amos wide, a Lechir Kor isn't going to work. We've got to do something beforehand, and before we can even think about putting up a lechi or korah. So what do we do? And the Gemara is not going to say the obvious, because as it is obvious, there's no reason to discuss that. We're looking for solutions that are, we'll call, the minimum amount necessary for me to do, and still it can be allowed. And what do I mean? If it's 20 amos wide, so you could simply cement up, brick up half of that opening so that there remains an opening of no more than 10, and fine, and that's the end of the story. That's obvious. But what we're interested is in seeing solutions that are less demanding and still be effective. Before we continue in the Gemara, just have your Pirush Chai Sefer available. And it should be at page 21. We will be using diagrams that we see on page 21 and 22 as well. So we start, Toni Levi, Movui Shurochov Eser Amo, Noetz Konabem Tsyoso Vidayo. Levi has this source that says a Movui that's 20 amas wide. You wedge in a Kona, a pole in the middle, and Dayo, that's enough. What's the idea of wedging in the pole? So the idea would be that the pole would break the continuity of the 20 amos, so that you would have, in effect, established two openings, each one of 10 amos. Illustration that points this out would be illustration 122. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar, who Tani law, who Omar law, that means Levi taught this source, and he also said, Ein halacha ka'isa mishnah. Levi rejects the teaching in this source. Why do we reject it? Because of another concept, and that is what Rashi says. We can look at the Rashi at the bottom. Da'osi avira dahai gisa udahai gisa mevatel le lakona. The avira is the airspace. The airspace to either side of that pole, you're dealing with an airspace that's practically 10 amos. It's an overwhelming amount of space relative to that which is standing. So the space comes from both sides and eliminates, is mevatel, it cancels the pole. So the pole is as if it's not there. Let us continue in the Gemara. Iko diamri, Omar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Instead of Levi himself rejecting the Kona idea, the second Lashon has Shmuel quoting Levi, that the halacha is not to follow that which the source taught about the pole in the middle of the 20 amos. Elohe chiyovet, so what should one do? Omar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, we're calling this approach number one. The second line from the top of Omid Beis, Inami, will be approach number two. So approach number one is, we're now at the top of Omid Beis, Oise Pas Govoa Asora, B'meshech Arba Amos, U'mamido L'orku Shel Movui. Illustration 123. You set up a board that has a height of 10 Tvachim, and it should run a length into the depth of the Movui of 4 Amos. This is, in effect, you're building, in effect, a new Movui, or you now, instead of having one wide Movui, we have two alleyways. The idea of the Avir coming to Mavato, this, we're not going to even suggest that. This board being of such significance, so the idea of the Avir being Mavatil, it doesn't play a role. So what have you done? You've built, in effect, two alleyways. As a result, now you can set up your Lechi or Korah to allow the carrying in the interior. Inami, another solution to our 20-wide open Mavui, kid Rav Yehuda, based on Rav Yehuda's teaching. And we would be looking at illustration 128. Before we learn his point, what we'll do is we'll look at the illustration, and at the same time just point out that he is dealing with a 15 amma wide mavui, and we have to adjust the numbers using his model to account for a 20 wide mavui. So let's look at the diagram first. We're looking at the bottom of page 21 in the Pirush Chai, illustration 128. You see a, if you add up the numbers that you see there, you see 10, the wide space, 3 is the board, and 2 is another space. So, all together, that's 15 amos of width. A mavui is allowed to be only 10 amos wide. So, Rav Yehuda tells you, set up a board measuring 3 amos. The 3 amo wide board is greater than the space that you are allowed to leave between the board and the wall of 2 amos. So you have now, in effect, omeid merubo ala porutz at that point. And a space of 10 you are allowed to have anyway. Now, if the mavui is 20 amos wide, what we've done here is we've closed up 5 amos on the left side in this illustration. All you would do is repeat the same thing on the opposite wall, closing up another 5 amos. When we say closing up, it means legally speaking. There's a space of 2, but then a board of 3. Alternatively, you could leave a gap of 4 amos and a board of 6. Again, you have omeid merubo ala porutz, and the opening of 10 amos you're allowed to have anyway. So, the Gemara now, the second line from the top, Inami kider Rav Yehuda, based on Rav Yehuda, the way to take care of your too wide mavui, the Omer Rav Yehuda, mavui shu rochav chameshes rei amo, a mavui that has 15 amos of width, its opening is 15 amos, marchik shtei amos, voisev pas sholosh amos, you distance yourself 2 amos from the wall, set up a pass, a board of 3 amos that closes up the entrance, accounting for then, as we said just a moment ago, omeid merubo ala porutz, there's more standing than open up till the 10 amo mark, and 10 amos of opening you're allowed to have in the first place, that would solve the problem. The Gemara, with our Gemara markings, presents a long bracketed section. The explanation of the brackets is seen by the looking at the starred comment, and let's read it. Hasograyim mevodudim hasidro shel hatzos chilufiyos letikuno shel Rabbi Yehuda. The bracketed section, whose length is also illustrated by the bracket length indicator, the vertical dash dotted line that you see to the side of the Gemara text, that whole section you can see is in brackets, separates, it isolates the section that has in it a series of alternative solutions to that which Rabbi Yehuda just suggested. It's, I like to call it a numbers game, where we alternate the numbers, we alter the numbers to offer alternative suggestions. However, afterwards, there will be Hakushyo Shel Velechush, our comment is referring to the term right after the brackets, where it says in the Gemara Velechush Dil Meshovik Pischarabo, that question is Hu Kusha al Etzem Hatikun. It's a question that questions the basic idea of setting up the poles or the boards like Reb Yehuda mentions. So let's just go over the structure beforehand. We have we have the, we'll call it the Rav Yehuda suggestion for minimizing the size of an oversized mavui. Set up a board. The numbers we just saw of in a 15 wide mavui, we set up a board of 3 after having distanced it 2 amos from the wall, leaving on the other side a space of 10, which is an acceptable pesach. Now that the structure of the Gemara is clear, we go into the brackets. In the bracketed section, you'll notice diamonds, and under our Mivneh heading on the other side of the Gemara, we have written Sidra Shel Hatzos Chilufios LeTikuno Shel Rav Yehuda, a series of suggestions that are alternative suggestions to that which Rav Yehuda mentioned. Rav Yehuda gave us his specific numbers, and now we're going to try out different numbers. If you skim down the Gemara, you'll notice double underlines that appear, and they highlight the expression Shamis Mino, or Shma Mino. These are, in effect, She'elois, Ha'im Yesh Lahasik Maskonos Mesuyomos. Should we, therefore, since Rav Yehuda did not use the suggestions that we see in these diamonds, because of his, let's say, his avoidance of these suggestions, does that indicate that we should reach certain legal conclusions? That will become clear as we read each one. However, the Gemara will say at each point, Le'olam, you can see that that word is squiggle underlined if you can skim down the Gemara. The Gemara will be doche, will reject the attempt to reach certain conclusions. So you have a very well-structured Gemara, and all that's left for us to do is just to fill in the numbers, so to speak. In order to do that, we're also going to turn to page 22. You see illustrations at the top, the two top illustrations, 129 and 130, we already spoke about them in the context of Rabbi Yehuda and the method of reducing, using his suggestion in reducing a 20-wide mavui. But now, as we go on in the Gemara, we're going to be looking at figure 131. That means we're going to be looking back at an issue of a 15-wide mavui, which is that which Rabbi Yehuda himself addressed. He said in the 15-wide mavui, put up a board of 3 after leaving a space of 2. Here the Gemara asks, Ve'amai, why do you require a board of 3, one solid board of 3? Why not do this? Ya'ase pas amo mechza. We wrote in the numbers of the different dimensions or sizes that are mentioned as we go along. We wrote them in above the line or between the lines as well, so you can add up things conveniently. So the suggestion here is, as you can see in illustration 131, that is 1.5 is what appears on the first board. That's 1.5 amos, and that's what the Gemara says. Ya'ase pas amo umechza. V'yarchik shtei amos, v'yase pas amo umechza. Now, why not do that? In other words, that would also close up the extra 5 amos. How would it close it up? I put a board immediately to the attached to the wall of 1.5 amos. I leave a gap of 2, and then another board of 1.5. There's omeid meruba there, more is standing, and when we deal with the 10 is an amount that you're allowed to have anyway. That's the regular opening. We have to focus for the time being on closing up the 5. So would this not close up the 5 amos by through the power of omeid meruba ala porutz? Again, you have 1.5 and 2 and 1.5, total of 5. The Gemara then wants to know, why was this not suggested? So, Shema Mino, should we conclude from the fact that this was not suggested, that Oimeid Meruba Ala Porutz Mishtei Ruchos Loi Have Oimeid? True, there is more standing than open, but how did you get to that? Shtei Ruchos means from 2 sides. There was porutz in this illustration of 2. The 2 open space between the two boards is the porotz. Two is more than any one board. How did you get to be more than two? By adding up what the Gemara calls shtei ruchos. On either side of the two, there were boards of one and a half. And yet this wasn't suggested. So are we to conclude that a case of oimei meruba laporotz that you achieve by adding up two sides to overrule or outnumber the opening is not legitimate, doesn't constitute oimei meruba laporotz? The Gemara says, li'oilam eim aloch have oimei. In general, if you had a setup like this, where you had oimei meruba laporotz, but you had to add two sides to be more than the opening, we would accept that as a proper enclosure. However, v'shaini hocha, this case is different. The osi avira d'hai gisa, the avira d'hai gisa umevatel lei. We saw this expression before on Omid Aleph with regard to the singular pole that was set up in the middle of the 20 Amos. We saw that expression in the Rashi. So here you see it in the Gemara. And what is it? When you look at the pole, 1.5 Amos, that's next to the 10 Amo opening, that pole is surrounded on both sides by avira, by airspace that is greater than the pole. So you have airspace greater than the pole on its two sides. That voids the pole, so to speak, so it's as if it's not there, and that thereby cancels this as an effective solution of closing up the five amos. So if not for the fact that that board was surrounded on both sides by avir greater than it, this would have been effective. We continue in the Gemara. V'yaseh, why not do the following? And again, the Gemara is going to say, well, this suggestion that would seem to work wasn't suggested. So it must be there's a lacking to it, and we'll see what that is. V'yaseh pas, and this is the illustrated in 132. V'yaseh pas amo, v'yarchik amo, set up a board of one immediately next to the wall, then space of one amo, v'yaseh pas amo, v'yarchik amo, v'yaseh pas amo. If you follow the numbers, you'll see that there are three boards of one amo that are standing. Between each board, you have an amo of space. So you have three amos of boards, two amos of space. You have porutz merubo ala oimed. You have omed, excuse me. You have omed merubo ala porutz, vis-a-vis the five amos that you need to seal up. There's more standing than is open. And yet, this is not suggested. And this is a little better than the previous suggestion, because you don't have any board that's surrounded on both sides by an amount greater than the board. Not so in illustration 131, where the board 1.5 next to the 10 was surrounded on both sides by avir greater than the board. In this case, you don't have that deficiency, and yet this isn't suggested. So, shma mino, should we conclude from the fact that this is not suggested, another principle, oimed kiporotz osur? The Rashi, shma mino, a few lines down from here, shma mino porotz k'oimed osur, should we conclude from here that where the opening matches that which is closed, that which is standing, is not effective? That's called porutz ka'oimeit. Uplupta d'Rav Pover of Hunabrav Yeshuahi, this is a machloikis, b'shili pirkin, at the end of the perek, v'shamis mehocha, we could conclude from here the Rav Yehuda to Rav Huna Svirale, that maybe Rav Yehuda likes Rav Huna's approach, that Porutz Ka'omed is not effective, and Ulefikoch call Amas Porutz Oiseres Oimed She'etzla. Every opening of one Amo cancels the board of an Amo that's next to it. V'nimsa She'en Kanstima. That's Porutz Ka'omed. So if that be the case, that Porutz Ka'omed is not acceptable, so I don't have a closing up of those five Amos. The Gemara answers, similar to the answer we saw before, Li'oilamei Malach Mutar, I would tell you in general, if let's say you had a fence that ran around an entire area, one board of an Amo, a slat of an opening of an Amo, again a board of an Amo, and you looked at the entire enclosed area and you had Porutz Ka'omed, you had an even amount of space, an even ratio of space to boards, that would be kosher. So why here in 132 does it not work? Like we saw before, the number, the board of one Amo next to the 10, its problem is that it has avir on both sides. Avir of 10 on one side and avir of 1 on the other side. And there is, in that case, it is, the board does not represent an amount greater than either avir. This is as opposed to the original suggestion of Rav Yehuda of having a board of 3. True, on one side there was 10 amos, but on the other side there was only 2 amos. In this case, you don't have a strong enough beam or upright pole to withstand the effects of the avir of the airspace on both sides. We continue. Another suggestion, and this would be illustrated in 133. V'yarchik amo v'yase pas amo mechza. Here we're not putting a board up right against the wall. We're doing something similar to what Rav Yehuda's original suggestion was. We're first distancing from the wall of a mere one amo, and then set up a pole of 1.5. That's v'yase pas amo mechza. V'yarchik amo. Again, another distance, a gap of one amo. V'yase pas amo mechza. Set up a pole of 1.5. If you add up the numbers, and you can do that just by adding up the numbers we included between the lines, so you have a total of 5 amos accounted for. If you want to look at illustration 133, so you have the opening of 10, which is clearly illustrated. Next to that, you have a board of 1.5. On the left-hand side of that board, there's a gap of only 1. So the objection before of Osa Avir, the Haigisa Haigisa, is not even raised. So is this not effective? Is 133 not effective? And the question then is, why didn't Rav Yehuda suggest this? The Gemara says, in Hochinami, in fact, it is effective. The Kulei Hailo Atshuchua Rabbonon. The Rabbonon didn't trouble him so much to set up so many individual or small boards. Rav Yehuda's original suggestion would have been easier to set up, and hence he said what he did. However, a new question arises, and this question is not a numbers question. That's why it's we'll call this out of the brackets. It's a basic question. V'lechush d'umashovik pischa rabo v'ayl b'pischa zuta. If we look at the original Rav Yehuda suggestion, where he set up a board of 3, there was an opening, though, of 2. Is there not a possibility in picture 128 of people entering the Mavui through the 2 Amma opening instead of the 10 Amma opening? Now, the Lechi that he would have set up is illustrated there in 128. The Lechi is at the 10 Amma opening. Is there not a fear that people might abandon that as their entranceway and use the 2 Amma opening? And if they do that, that will cancel the Lechi, because people have demonstrated that the real entranceway, which needs the Lechi, The real entranceway is the two amo area, the two amo opening. And yet, Rav Yehuda doesn't seem to be worried about that. Omar Rav Ado Bar Matona, Chazok ein Odo Meniach Pesach Godo V'Nichnas B'Pesach Katan. You can rest assured, Chazoka means there's an accepted understanding or a status that mankind has, that they don't leave aside a large opening, a wide opening, to use a small opening. The Gemara asks, is that principle really true? Umay shno midu Rav Ami udu Rav Asi? This question is a throwback to what we saw a few dapim ago, and illustration-wise, you would go back to illustration 26 and 27. On page 5, you see illustration 27. In that case, we spoke about a breach in the Movui wall. If the pass that remains, and what's noted in illustration 27 at the top of page 5, what's noted there is Aleph, is the remnant part of the wall, which is called a pass. If that is less than 4 tvachim, so we say that the opening that we would allow cannot exceed 3 tvachim. In other words, if that opening is 3 or more tvachim, what's noted as bays, so the Mavui is no good. Why is the Mavui no good? Because people will enter the Mavui through that narrow opening, abandoning the major opening that has the Korah. So we see that people do abandon large openings in favor of small openings. As a result, in illustration 27, back on page 5 of the Pirush Chai, that opening, if it's 3 or more tvachim, the Mavui is ruined. Let's now read the Gemara. Let's read the question again. Umay shno midu Rabbi Ami udu Rav Asi. The Gemara answers, in general, our Chazoka statement is correct. People don't leave aside wide openings to enter small openings. However, awesome komemai bilucha. There, it's an opening to the side which is closer to where people are walking. They save a couple steps by walking in through the side entrance. And because you have this additional incentive of memayet bihilucha, therefore we say that this pirtza, this breach, though it be rather small relative to the major, to the main opening, will cancel the major opening. However, where you have two openings on the same side of the mavui, like you would have in illustration 128, where both openings are at the head of the mavui, and you don't have the svara of memayit bihilucha, hachalo komemayit bihilucha, therefore people won't abandon the major opening, and it will still be effective once you leave an opening of 10 amos and put the lechi up over there, as is illustrated. Since we've been dealing with numbers and certain concepts like omeid merubala porutz, etc., we shift into another topic, but based on the same concept. We have a topic heading, the Nosei, that accompanies this piece of Gemara. It reads, Tziruf Omeid in Porotz, the combination of that which is present, that which is literally standing, but it means it, which is solid, together with an airspace, to form a solid unit. And or ha'asla, or is leather, asla is, pardon the expression, but it has to do with a toilet seat. That is illustrated, in fact, in illustration 134. You have to imagine that the bowl is what we would call the commode, and the piece of material that is spread over it is, in effect, the seat. The issue here is not just designing sanitary vessels, but it's an issue of Oyel HaTuma. Oyel HaTuma is an overshadow or an overhang or a board that covers a piece of corpse material, a kezias of mace, an olive size of corpse material, or of course more, and a person, will say, something that needs to be tahor. There's an illustration of this in 135, even though this is a well-known halacha. This would be an aerial view of the of something covering. In this case, it's illustrating the Or HaAsla is covering these. And we're not talking about the Or HaAsla covering the person and the vessel. The arm there, we'll say, is from a corpse, and the vessel, while it's in the bowl, that's not the issue. The issue is just focusing on the it's a piece of leather. This leather strap that has a slit in it, does it constitute a tefach of width? It would have to have a tefach of width in order to constitute an oyel. Truth be told, from one edge to the other, it is a tefach wide. The problem is that there's a slit. Does the slit, which is an opening, does that not interfere with our attempting to find one tefach of width? Just another word of background, and that a tefach is a hand breadth. It's measured in terms of its bows, of fingers. How many fingers make up a tefach? That will be part of our discussion as the Gemara unfolds. In addition to that oral introduction, the sugya that we'll be learning has lots of numbers in it. We have a little chart that accompanies this. You can see the grid to the side of the Gemara that might be a handy reference from time to time. With the introduction having been stated, let's turn to the Gemara Tanan Hosam. There is a Tanaic source that is illustrated in 134. Or ha'asla v'chalal shelo mitstarfin betefach. The strip of leather that covers the asla and the slit in it, the chalal is the airspace in it, join up to form a tefach. And as we said, the tefach of this leather strap, if it were then to be covering at the same time a corpse and a person or truma, or vessels, they will become tomei by being under the same tefach overhang or overshadow. My Or HaAsla. So the Gemara asks, what is meant by Or HaAsla? Omar Rabba or Bar Chanan or Rabbi Yochanan or Kisei Kisui Shel Beis HaKisei. It's the Or is the leather, Kisui is the covering, the leather covering of a Beis HaKisei, literally a bathroom, we can say a commode. The Kamo, the question is, and how much? Meaning, you said that you can have a slit, an airspace, in the Or HaAsla when the total width of the Or HaAsla is one tefach, and you're allowing me a slit. How much slit, how wide can the slit be and still be considered a tefach of solid covering? Solid meaning legally solid. It's not solid because there's an airspace. But legally speaking, how much of an opening can we allow and it still be considered a tefach of closure? Ki also Rav Dimi, and you can see that we have a number of markings here. The double underline highlights the different opinions, the different names, and the bow tie is featured under our Mivneh heading. We've written on the side Misamein Arba Hatzois Shel Tziruf Ha'or V'Revach Litzor Oil Tefach. Each time a bow tie appears, the Gemara will follow with a number suggestion, an alternative number suggestion, adding up numbers like we have been doing before. We have triangles that will be used in the discussion, which we'll note when we get to them. So when addressing the issue of Rekamo, we continue in the Gemara, Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Etzboayim Mikan, Vetzboayim Mikan, Vetzboayim Revach Bamtzan. We have written in the numbers as well to make the addition easier. Etzboayim means two fingers, Mikan on one side, and two fingers of width on the other side, and two fingers Revach Bamtzan of gap in the middle. So when you're looking, if you're looking at illustration 135, just assume for the time being it's not drawn to scale, but you have the two you have the two solid strips of leather and the slit in the middle, each one having a measure of two fingers. Adding up these three times two, six etzbos, would constitute a tefach. Ki also rovin omar, a second number presentation. He says, with regard to the Or HaAslo, etzba u'mechza mikan, ve'etzba u'mechza mikan, 1.5 and 1.5 from either side, ve'etzba revach be'emtza, so you would have, you add up the numbers, you get to a total of 4 etzbos, and that would be your tefach of covering. Now, there are different numbers here, aren't there? So, Omale Abai le Rav Dimi, mi pligisu. Abai asked Rav Dimi, are you arguing with Ravin? Omale lo. And we use the triangle now, which is in order to keep track, as we wrote on the side, ki de la'akov ach al havikuach bein Abai of Rav Dimi. This is in order to keep track of the give and take style of the Gemara. So, we will try to navigate using these triangles. With the triangle pointing up, that would represent Rav Dimi's position for right now, because he responds to Abaye, who asked him, are you arguing? So Rav Dimi says, no. Ah, how do you account for the difference in numbers? Ha b'rav ravasa, ha b'zutrasa, v'lo pligin. The total of 4 that Ravin spoke about, because he was measuring the hand breadth in terms of thumbs. A thumb is a wider appendage than the other fingers. So 4 of them would equal a tefach, whereas my numbers, 2, 2, and 2, adding up to 6 etzbos, is because I was measuring in terms of the pinky, the small finger. So 6 small fingers and 4 thumb widths measure the same tefach. So we're not arguing. Omar Lei, Abaye responds, Lai pligisu. The word lie, ironically, means in truth, you are arguing. And Abaye then suggests what the argument is. Notice that we have a long question. This is Abaye's objection to Rav Dimi. Following the long question, which is clearly marked, you will see a triangle with the point facing up, which would be Rav Dimi's response. But before we get into the Gemara's question itself, when you analyze the relativity or the ratios number-wise between Rav Dimi versus Ravin, you can use the chart also on the side to see it very, very easily. On the side, the chart, you have going down the right-hand side the different names or opinions or positions. The first was Rav Dimi. The numbers going across, you have the Or, Avir, and Or. The Or is the skin, the leather itself, and the Avir is the airspace. You notice all the numbers are the same, 2, 2, and 2. According to Ravin, notice that the amounts he accounts for the Or, each one of them is greater than the amount of Avir that he would allow. So that gives rise to Abaye's response. Rav Dimi says, oh, I and Ravin see eye to eye. We're in agreement. It's just that if you're asking what about the difference in numbers, that I have 6 fingers total and he's got 4 fingers total, because I'm measuring in terms of pinky and he's measuring in terms of thumb. Abaye says, no, you are arguing. And the point of your argument, and notice we dashed underline in the Gemara the whole line, Uva oimin ruba la porutz mishte ruchos pligisu. In order to achieve omed meruba la porutz, and to get to the omed meruba, the standing being the majority, you have to add up two standings, we'll say, two omeids on either side of the parts. We had this in our previous sugya. If you look at, let's say, the opening, if the opening itself is equal in size to that which is standing, so then you don't have omeid meruba unless you add up the omeids. Do we allow you to add up the omeids in order to outnumber the porots? If you will, to overrule the porots. Well, focus on Ravin for the time being. Ravin was saying that it will be considered a solid, solid closed item, provided that the avir is less than any one of the omeids. Hence, in his case, in Ravin's case, the omeids, which is the or, had to be 1.5, which is greater than the avir. According to Rav Dimi, it didn't bother him that the avir was equal in size to any one of the ors. So, according to Rav Dimi, Abaye is suggesting that, let's read this in the Gemara, according to you, Rav Dimi, have a omeid mishtei ruchos. That if the omeid is to be meruba, but you achieve that only by adding the two sides of omeid, that's acceptable. At the Ravin, as far as Ravin is concerned, meruach achas have a omeid mishtei ruchos lo have a omeid. According to Ravin, though, only if the omeid is meruba on one side, without having to resort to adding up things, to adding up the two sides, only then is it considered an omeid, is it considered solid. But if you have to come up with adding things to create the omeid meruba, that is going too far as Ravin is concerned. The Gemara continues, the e salka daitach lo pligisu, if fundamentally, you and Ravin are not arguing, then le Ravin hochi iboya le lememar. If Ravin and you were really seeing eye to eye, and the only difference was in terms of measuring in terms of thumbs or pinkies, but practically speaking, principally speaking, you're in agreement, and Ravin wants to measure in terms of thumbs. So Ravin should have said, and we have this on our chart, by the way, on number 3, Ravin should have said, etzba u'shlish mikan, ve'etzba u'shlish mikan, ve'etzba u'shlish revach be'emtza, a gap of 1.3 in the middle, with a 1.3 thumb widths on either side. Notice that the number setup that we have on our chart of 3, number 3, would be the same idea as expressed by Rav Dimi in number 1. In other words, all of the subcategories are the same dimension. And yet, Ravin didn't say what we have in suggestion in the stage 3. He said what he did in number 2. The Gemara continues. Now, this is Rav Dimi's response, and it's also a rejection of Abaye's point. And we will have this on our chart also in number 4. So let's read the Gemara. V'ela mai pliginon, according to you, Abaye, I, Rav Dimi, and Ravin are arguing. Then, and according to you, Abaye, what is my position? It's a a very cute kind of argument here, because Abaye was trying to put words, so to speak, into Rav Dimi's mouth. Abaye was trying to say that Rav Dimi holds that which we dashed underlined. Namely, Omeid Merubah L'Porutz Mishtei Ruchos would be considered Omeid. So Rav Dimi, he turns to Abaye and he calls his shots. You say, oh, is that what I am supposedly saying? Well, then according to you, my numbers should have been different. And we read the Gemara, L'didi hochi iboya li. According to your argument, then I, Rav Dimi, should have said the following. Iboy li lameimar, I should have said, etzba ushne shlishim mikan, v'etzba ushne shlishim mikan, that's 1 2/3 of, or on either side of an airspace, that's v'etzbaim ushne shlishim revach b'emtza, which is 2 2/3 of airspace in the middle. What would that have illustrated? Well, how much porutz is there? 2 2/3. How much solid is there? Well, you will get a majority of solid if you add the two sides of 1 2/3. Well, how much is 2 times 1 2/3? So that would get you to 3 1/3. 3 1/3 of solid, but that's by adding up 2 times 1 2/3. And of course, 3 1/3 plus the airspace of 2 2/3 is 6 pinky widths, equaling a tefach. And what do we accomplish by this? So Rav Dimi is telling Abaye, if the words you were trying to put in my mouth, namely that Oyme Merubah L'Porutz Mishtei Ruchos, is acceptable, then I should have used these numbers. What are the Shtei Ruchos in this case? The 1 2/3 that are on either side of the 2 2/3 of opening. But I didn't say that. So Rav Dimi is negating Abaye's objection. However, the story is not over. Eloi Iko Lemeimar de Palginon, if as you observed, I am arguing, then there is a lesser point of difference, but there is a difference. Beporutz ke'oimeid Palginon. I hold porutz ke'omeid is acceptable. However, Ravin is more restrictive. Ravin insisted on a 1 1/2 etzbos on either side of a space of just one etzba, because porutz ke'omeid on one side would not be considered omeid, where the porutz equals, the opening equals the solid that's on one side. That's not good enough for Ravin. For Ravin, the solid on any one side has to be more than the opening. As far as I am concerned, if the solid on one side equals the opening, that's still okay. That's called porutz ke'omeid. We continue in the Gemara. Im yesh lo tzuras haPesach af al pi sherochov me'eser eino tzorach lemaid. Our Mishnah taught that if there is a tzuras haPesach configuration at the entranceway, tzuras haPesach is a situation of two upright poles and a cross beam going across them. So, in such a case, even if the mavui were greater than 10 amos in width, in opening, you don't have to reduce it. If we were to review information that we've learned already at the beginning of the perek, beginning of the Masechta, we would recall that we made an allusion to mavuis that had dimensions greater than the halacha allows, and yet the mavui will be kosher. We just said one of them, namely the case of the Surus HaPesach allowing a Mavui of more than 10 wide. And as far as a Mavui that's too tall we mean more than 20 Amos of height, according to the Rabbanan, there was something called an Amaltara, that if the Amaltara is positioned over the entranceway, and we saw two Pshatim in the Gemara back at the beginning of the Perek of what an Amaltara is in actuality, but we don't have to review that for right now. Let's just refer to this, we'll call it as an eye-catching, decorative addition to an entranceway. The Amaltara helps to reduce or to solve the problem of a too tall Mavui entrance. So the Gemara now asks, it says, Ashkechon Tzurus HaPesach v'Hani Baruch Bo, we have found that a Tzurus HaPesach helps to solve the problem of a too wide Mavui. In other words, it's Machshir, a Tzurus HaPesach is Machshir, and that enables a Mavui more than 10 Amos wide to be acceptable by having a Lechi there. The Amaltara de Mahani Begovo, and the Amaltara helps to machshir a Mavui that's height is more than 20 Amos. We continue at the top of Daf Yud Aleph, Omen Aleph. Ipcha Mai. What about an opposite situation? What do we mean by an opposite situation? What about the use of a Tzurus HaPesach to reduce height, meaning to solve a too tall Mavui, and the use of an Amaltara to solve a too wide Mavui? The Gemara answers, Toshma Desanya. Let's hear from the following Tanaic source. Mavui Shugavoa Me'esrim Amo Yema 8. A Mavui that's height is more than 20 Amos, reduce it. V'im Yeshlo Tzurus HaPesach Eino Tzorch Lema'e. If it's got a Tzurus HaPesach, you don't have to reduce the height. Notice, then, that we had our question number one that we wrote above the top line. Number one was Tzurus HaPesach L'Takein Gova. It works. Tzurus HaPesach works to reduce or to machshir a Mavui that's too tall. Amaltara Baruch Bo Mai. What about the second question? Toshma. So we quote another Tanaic source. Mavui Shu Gavoa Me'esrim Amo Yema 8. V'harochav Me'eser Yema 8. If it's more than 20 Amos in height, you have to reduce it. And if it's more than 10 Amos in width of opening, you have to reduce it. V'im Yeshlo Tzurus HaPesach Eino Tzorach L'Mai. V'im Yeshlo Amaltara Eino Tzorach L'Mai. My love, a seifa. The comment that we dashed underline, if it has an Amaltara, you don't have to reduce. Is it not so that it's going on the seifa? The seifa we noted is the issue of the width. Now, if that would be the case, then we would be answering question number two as well, that Amaltara, if you have an Amaltara decoration on the side of the Mavui entrance that is more than 10 Amos, you don't have to reduce. Loi, Aresha. The source that we just spoke, that mentioned the Amaltara, with the presence of the Amaltara, you don't have to reduce, that is a reference to the height issue, which of course we already know, that if you have a too tall Mavui, but there's an Amaltara decoration, so even if it's more than 20 Amos, you don't have to reduce the height. As far as our question concerning width, so we don't have an answer to that from this discussion. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.